My first thoughts are with the families of those who've lost loved ones, including British citizens.
Were they?
I've been on the telephone today to the Australian Prime Minister.
International calls in a time of austerity? Couldn't you have sent him an email?
And the Dutch Prime Minister, they've suffered appalling loss of life as well.
Don't talk about it like it's the Western Front.
And also been in contact with the Malaysians and we're making...
Were these like random Malaysians who just happened to be loitering at Heathrow or something?
Other calls today so we can share the information that we have between us.
Steady on, Columbo. Sounds like you're full of shit and you should be saying, look, I don't really know anything about this, it's nothing to do with me. I'm a politician, I'm not a fucking detective.
It is an absolutely appalling, shocking, horrific incident.
All right, Gandhi. When you go so overboard about people you didn't know, it sounds disingenuous, you twat.
That has taken place, and we've got to get to the bottom of what happened and how this happened.
Is it we? Are you going to be breaking out your trench coat and magnifying glass?
We have some information, but we need to find more information.
Paradigm-shifting detective work from Inspector Clouseau there.
If, as seems possible, this was brought down, then those responsible must be held to account.
Well done, Hammurabi! Holy shit! People who do something wrong should be punished for it? My fucking God! I think that's a revolutionary statement, Cameron! Either that, or it's the most pointless thing a human being has ever said.
And we must lose no time in doing that. It is an absolutely shocking incident. It cannot be allowed to stand.
Allowed to stand? Do you even know what's happened? It wasn't some change in legislation, you moron. It was an event. You can't go back in history and change it.
Until we know more, it's not really possible to say much more.
Then why are you still talking?
But we'll be working very hard to get to the bottom of this.
I actually find that preferable to you wasting any time governing the country. Yes, continue doing this and let everyone else just get on with their lives.
How long do you think it will take to be absolutely clear about what did happen?
Don't encourage him.
Well, information is coming in all of the time.
Yeah, David Cameron does have the Twitter.
But it's not possible to say more at the moment.
That should have been your opening and closing statement.
The positive engagement of the Russian government is critical, is going to be critical, and initial signs suggesting that this is all the fault of the Ukrainian government are surely, you would agree, not at all encouraging.
But the coup-installed government coalition is so pure and innocent. How could that be?
Well, what is absolutely necessary is for all governments to cooperate in every way they can to get to the bottom of what happened.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's see if we can get all governments to cooperate. Maybe we should start by telling the Ukrainian government to shut their fucking mouths. Because they're going on about how this is all Russia's fault, even though US intelligence says no direct link to the Kremlin. So in fact, it's not Russia's fault.
To make sure that this site can be properly investigated, to make sure that the bodies of loved ones can be properly recovered.
You know, Inspector Gadget, I am so glad you're here, because I actually do have some questions. Now, I don't want to get all conspiratorial on you, but this is the crash, and these are the passports. My passport doesn't look that new. How the fuck did this happen, Cameron? You know all about this, you're the one who is investigating it. Tell me how these pristine passports came out of this crash site.
All governments, the Russian government, the Ukrainian government, all of them must do everything they can so that we get to the bottom of what happened in this absolutely dreadful loss of life.
Cameron, I have some advice for you. Stop talking.